In wartime Washington, you cannot pose for a picture on the sidewalk in front of the White House. Tours of the Capitol have been scaled back, and around the Beltway, electronic message boards advise motorists to report suspicious activities. It is still possible to enjoy one grand spring tradition, a stroll around the tidal basin to see the cherry blossoms. On one day this past week, NPR's Brian Naylor took time off from reporting on the war to go for a walk. He sent this audio postcard.
There is nothing so pleasing as a spring day in Washington. The air is warm, the breeze soft, and when these conditions arrive at the same time the cherry trees are in their glorious blossom, the effect is sublime.
One, two, three, cheese!
The change in seasons is especially welcome this year. It was a long, cold, and snowy winter, unusual for these parts, and it lingered. Life in and around the Capitol has been a trial in many ways. Navigating area streets, a frustrating chore in the best of times, has gotten worse thanks to a state of seemingly perpetual protest. Last month, an angry tobacco farmer held Washington hostage for 2 days after driving his tractor into a pond on the National Mall, threatening to set off a bomb. Since 9/11, just about every official building and monument in the city is surrounded by cement barriers. Streets and sidewalks are closed and barricaded around the White House and the Capitol. The backpacks of school children are closely examined by guards at the Smithsonian Museums. And of course, there is the war. It is near as the constant drone of helicopters overhead, some ferrying generals and aides around town, others just patrolling. It is near as the corner restaurant where TV sets flash the latest reports from the front. And so it is with great relief to come here to the Tidal Basin near the Jefferson Memorial this week to escape for a few minutes and wander among the timeless beauty of the delicate pale pink blossoms. It is at once a return, if temporarily, to a kind of Eden. Couples caress in the newly green grass. Toddlers liberated from their strollers boldly explore. Bureaucrats freed from their cubicles lunch on takeout. Code Orange seems to belong to some other universe. Here the color scheme is pink and white.
Look at these. This is a different color.
Yours pink, aren't you?
There are no jersey barriers or metal detector. This is not Washington at war. For a few days, until the last of the fragile blossoms lose their grip and are carried away by the breeze, this is Washington at peace. Brian Naylor, NPR News. At the Tidal Basin in Washington.
Cherry blossom!